Everybody in our audience is invited to the big event coming up on December the 5th. The Bialystoker Synagogue requests the honor of your presence at the 125th Anniversary Dinner Gala, which will take place again December the 5th at the Sheraton New York Hotel and Towers, located at 7th Avenue and 52nd Street in New York City. The guest of honor that night, Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, who was a recent guest of ours here at the Nachum Segal Show. The formal installation that evening of Rabbi Tzvi David Rahm, who is now the Mora D'Asra, the leader, our religious leader of the Bialystoker Synagogue. And he joins us here, and it's quite an honor to welcome him here to our studios at the Nachum Segal Show. Rabbi Rahm, thanks for taking the time, and congratulations on the formal installation coming up.
Okay, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Appreciate that. Accompanying Rabbi Rahm is Yanky Goldman. Yanky is president of the Bialystoker Shul. Looking forward to a very successful dinner, Mitzvah Hashem, on December the 5th. Yanky, welcome to you as well.
Always a pleasure to be here.
Rabbi Rahm, it's been over 2 years already that you are the rabbi of the Bialystoker Synagogue.
Right, that's quite true. It's been a wonderful 2 years.
Is there a way to convey to those familiar with this neighborhood and those who are not what the 125-year history of the synagogue means when you've only been here for a couple of years?
This is really the celebration of Torah in America to a very large extent. The Lower East Side is where Torah came to America, and we're celebrating that past. And God willing, till Moshiach comes, we're looking forward to a glorious future of Torah here in America. And we in the Lower East Side are doing our part to try to spread Torah, to try to bring Torah to as many people in the neighborhood, affiliated, unaffiliated, young and old, and to try to bring an aura of Kedusha to the entire neighborhood.
I do want to talk more about what's happening today, and we should focus on what's happening today, but just as background, and because the focus is on these 125 years, is there a way to sum up what these different periods were like over all these decades? Is there a way to give a quick history of these 125 years and the influence that the synagogue had during different periods on this neighborhood and on American Jewry?
Well, there have been vast changes over the past 125 years. The shul started out actually over a loft in Hester Street as a tiny storefront. And it wasn't until 1905 when they purchased a former Methodist church on Willard Street, converted it into a shul. And those who have been out to see the shul know how grand it is.
Right.
The beautiful frescoes, which are which beautify the interior of the synagogue. And since that time, the Bialystoker Shul has been one of the major shuls on the Lower East Side, with today 4 shachreisim every single morning, harbatzas haTorah, Torah shiurim going on. We bring in approximately 100 different people every week for different shiurim. And throughout that time, under the leadership of the various rabbanim, the rabbi and son, Rabbi Jacob Iskolsky, Rabbi Mitchell Iskolsky, and Rabbi Yitzchak Singer, all of blessed memory, the shul was always at the forefront of all the religious life that was going on here in the Lower East Side. And today as well, it's a tremendous chus that much of what happens Jewishly here on the Lower East Side happens because of and centering around the Bialystoker Shul.
Talk about the building, if you will, for a moment. I would have to guess, and sometimes when you're in the neighborhood, it's hard to appreciate it because it's right in your backyard, so to speak, but I would have to guess that at this point, it is one of the Jewish tourist attractions of the U.S., not just of this region, but of the entire country. It is one of the most fabulous sanctuaries you'll ever see.
No, that's very true. It's a beautiful, grand sanctuary to walk in to see. It's done in beautiful colors with beautiful stained glass windows. And one of the most outstanding features are various frescoes, which cover the ceiling and all of the walls.
That might be
That's probably the most outstanding aspect.
Right.
There are murals of various sites in Eretz Yisrael, the Kosel Ma'aravi, Kever Rachel, the various mazolos, the constellations sort of ring around the ceiling. People come in and, like you say, those of us in the neighborhood, unfortunately, we sort of get used to it.
Right.
But people come in for the first time, they're awestruck. They just stand there, they stare up at the ceiling, they stare at the walls. And it's an inspiring place to be able to daven in.
Is it unusual to have a formal installation? I guess this is something you could ask your colleagues, to have a formal installation 2 years after your arrival.
Better late than never.
Well, thank you, Yaki.
No, Baruch Hashem, the truth is, perhaps even the installation is even more meaningful now than it would have been right at the beginning.
Good point.
At the beginning, you know, you come in, you're still getting to know one another. Here, Baruch Hashem, we really feel like we're part of the community at this point, that we've been welcomed in an informal sense, certainly. And the formal installation just sort of is the makabe patish, so to speak, you know, the finishing touches on what's been a really wonderful and beautiful 2 years so far.
Is there a nice response to this dinner?
Yeah, so far, Baruch Hashem. The responses are coming in, both in terms of reservations and ads that have been placed, and there's still time.
And do we get, we'll give out the information in a minute, but do we get response from folks who've moved out of this neighborhood and the Bialystoker means so much to them as they think back to their early roots?
Oh, yes, very much so. Various, you should know that a certain proportion of our membership is actually people who were once residents in the neighborhood. In some cases, still daven shachris here every morning because it's convenient to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep up their allegiance. They come back to the neighborhood. I think for many people, this will be a homecoming of sorts to be able to come back to the neighborhood and really reconnect both with their friends, with the shul, with the entire community.
Right, it'll be somewhat of a reunion atmosphere.
I think so, yeah. Right. I think it'll be very nice that way.
Right. I don't mean to harp on this because in terms of the physical structure, but what you mentioned earlier, the Bialystoker Synagogue being such a centerpiece of our Batei Torah, the Minyanim, it is such an icon when it comes to religious observance in this community. Is this something that people outside this neighborhood are, I don't mean those who used to live here, I mean in general, are even aware of, or is this still one of the best kept secrets when it comes to religious life in this area?
It's definitely a well-kept secret. It's a secret that we wouldn't mind sharing with more people. This is one of those secrets that once the cat is out of the bag, it's not necessarily a bad thing. Baruch Hashem, as you know, being a resident of the neighborhood, we have a residential neighborhood in Manhattan that combines many of the amenities of urban life with many of the amenities of suburban
life. And today that's very unusual.
Right, very, very much so. And there's a certain combination of enthusiasm, but yet acceptance, which I think is very unique to our neighborhood. And people feel that sense of warmth and camaraderie when they're a part of the neighborhood.
I would guess it is no surprise that the Honorable Sheldon Silver is receiving the guest of honor and being awarded as the guest of honor on December the 5th.
Yeah, the speaker is a prominent member of our own shul and a prominent member of the Jewish community shul in a certain sense.
Right.
You know, somebody who's been working tirelessly on behalf of the public in general, on behalf of Klal Yisrael. And, you know, I can just say personally, it's a tremendous honor to even be on the same invitation to, you know, to be together with him on that.
On December 5th, the Bialystoker Synagogue would love to see you at the Sheraton New York Hotel and Towers. And by the way, talking about love to see you to my audience, I can imagine how many people are tuned in right now who have at one point either lived here and been part of the Bialystoker, or like you said, at some point through their travels or workday, have been in here for a minute or two.
Right, sure. So, we get people coming in all the time.
Right.
People coming into Lower Manhattan, they come in, they want to see the shul.
Even, I would say, some of the shiurim for both men and women have attracted, I mean, I'm thinking of some of the lecture series that have been presented here, or attracting people from outside the neighborhood as well.
Yeah, that's very much true. Rabbi Lichtenstein, who's been speaking at the Bialystoker every month, has been getting numerous people from different neighborhoods.
Plus, I know of people from the ladies' Torah Masorah Shiur who came from Brooklyn to be part of it.
Right, sure, 100%.
So all right.
Rabbi Goldwater.
Rabbi Goldwasser.
Goldwasser,
MC. He's coming up Thursday. We're going to talk about that in a second. Sheraton New York Hotel and Towers for Sunday, the 5th of December, the 125th anniversary dinner gala. You are all invited. Obviously, this is a week from Sunday, so we'd like to get your ads into the journal, and we'd like to get everybody who'd like to pay tribute to Assembly Speaker Silver, to Rabbi Rahm, and to all the great people at the Bialystoker. We'd like to get those reservations as soon as possible. There is an email address, dinner@bialystoker.org. That's dinner@bialystoker.org. There is also a phone number you can call, 212-475-0165, 212-475-0165. Use those information resources, and you'll be able to get your reservations in for the 5th of December. All right, Yanky mentioned that this coming Thursday we have this is very important to us because, as both of you know, Rabbi Goldwasser is not only the rabbi of Kahal Beis Yitzchak and a great author and somebody who's always writing columns in Jewish newspapers and magazines and a very popular speaker, he is a radio personality. And one of the programs, of course, is this one, the Nachum Segal Show, on a nightly basis. And this Thursday morning on Thanksgiving, Rabbi Goldwasser is going to be part of the Legal Holiday Shiur series at the Bialystoker on the topic of parental persuasion, the fine art of getting kids to listen. 9:15 this morning at the Bialystoker at 7 Willett Street. Men and women are welcome. A light breakfast will be served. Just one of many speakers and events that go on at the show. Are you excited that Rabbi Goldwasser is coming to visit?
Yeah, we're definitely looking forward.
Well, Our audience hears from him on a daily basis, and I can tell you that they never tire of him. So I can imagine a one-shot deal at the Bialystoker will really be an attraction.
Well, tell them they should come to the Bialystoker Thursday morning.
100%. Especially those who want to find out how to have parental persuasion. That's not exactly an easy topic, frankly, to say the least.
I'm looking forward to myself.
Yanky Goldman, president of Bialystoker, tell me about the response to the dinner. And aside from what we mentioned about reservations and ad journals, anything else you want to mention in terms of details for December the 5th?
Reservations and ads are coming in. We did send out the invitations a little late, so people are they're sending them all in. They're coming a little bit later than we want because the invite came out. But what can I say about that? But I wanted to mention that Rabbi Rahm being honored after 2 years being in the community is actually not a bad thing, because I think many communities, if they had to make a formal installation dinner for the rabbi after 2 years, I don't think they would make it.
Not every rabbi lasts 2 years.
I don't think so. So here it's actually a very, very extremely good sign. And Rabbi Rahm has really touched the hearts of everyone he has dealt with within the, and without of the, in, of the community. So Rabbi Rahm is definitely a tremendous asset to the shul.
Rabbi, are we allowed to delve into some of the secrets, some of the plans, some of the things that you would like to see in the future in a neighborhood like ours? Is that something we could discuss a little bit generally here?
Yeah, sure, 100%.
Give people a perspective of what's happening here?
Just from a broad perspective, there are a couple of things on the agenda, some of which we've begun to address already. One of the major initiatives which we started this past September was something called the Downtown School for Judaism, which is a Sunday school program for parents of public school children, kindergartners. And Baruch Hashem, right now we have, an enrollment of 4 children who started in a kindergarten class. They meet every Sunday. They're incredibly enthusiastic about the program. I can't even begin to tell you. I come in every Sunday. I sat in for a longer period of time this past Sunday to watch these 5-year-olds from public school sit, go through the basic davening, talk about the parasha with a familiarity that would make one think that they're in a yeshiva program, in a day school program, was just astounding from my personal perspective. We're hoping Be'ezus Hashem every year to add a class, a grade onto the program, and hopefully that way to involve these children in an organized Torah education where they would not have been exposed to it otherwise.
So you've discovered that there's a vast Jewish population in this section of Manhattan that many people just didn't know about.
Yeah, there's a tremendous need for outreach. Right. Actually, as we speak, right now at the Bialystoker Synagogue, we're hosting the first in a 5-part series in conjunction with NJAP, the National Jewish Outreach Program, a Jewish history course, crash course in Jewish history, which, again, was publicized in the neighborhood to the parents of the Sunday school children. And the hope is that that's the kind of course which, in addition to our own members, will bring in people who might otherwise be unaffiliated and give them just a little taste of what it means to be Jewish, to be part of the shul, to be part of the broader community.
Was there a nice response to that in advance? Well, no tonight,
huh? I'll find out in about 20 minutes.
Understood.
But those kind of programs, you know, more outreach, more integration. Thank God we already run beautifully successful Hanukkah and Purim Chagigas for the entire community. Right. And in addition to being a major celebration for our own children and some adults who are kids at heart, it's also an opportunity for Kiruv to bring many people in contact with the show where they otherwise might not have it. In conjunction with numerous Balabatim, and I have to say the Balabatim, I'm fortunate in having such Balabatim, they've really been tremendously supportive in all the endeavors that we've been trying to do. But in conjunction with various Balabatim, we're hoping to augment our youth program to make more programs available to children really of all ages, of elementary school age, to reach out to have special programs for teenagers, and basically to make everyone feel like they're a part of the shul, young or old, whatever one's background, to give one a sense of belonging in the Bialystoker shul.
Is that something you could pick up, by the way, as you travel around and decide which shul you'll end up serving? Are you able to pick up whether, in fact, the Balabatim are the cooperative kind or if there could be trouble down the road? Is that something you could feel in advance, or you have to learn that on the job?
By 2 years, you usually figure it out.
So you didn't know at the first Shabbos, huh? Well, it's good you discovered that, that's for sure. The Kalbach Shabbos is coming up, Shabbos Chanukah?
Right after the dinner,
Beth. That's the one with Shirley Williger?
Right, exactly.
All right, so everyone can enjoy that. That's for the neighborhood, and I hate to tell you, I shouldn't say I hate to tell you, I'm glad to tell you, that when we most recently did a Kalbach Shabbos in this neighborhood, it attracted people from Williamsburg who walked in and enjoyed the Onig Shabbos, so even that on a Shabbos will attract people from far and wide.
Right, no, we're looking forward to a tremendous response, a tremendous turnout to that. And God willing, it will just be a continuation of the celebration that we'll have with the dinner December 5th.
100%. Those of you out there who would like to reserve your space and be at the Bialystoker Synagogue 125th Anniversary Dinner, Gala, and Celebration. It's Sunday, the 5th of December. It is at the Sheraton New York Hotel and Towers on 7th Avenue and 52nd Street in Manhattan. The telephone number for information is area code 212-420. Excuse me, I'm giving the wrong number. 212-475-0165. Again, 212-475-0165. The website is bialystoker.org, bialystoker.org, and of course the email address dinner@bialystoker.org. I thank you very much. Mazel tov.
Okay, thank you.
On the installation. Many more successful years down here.
Amen, thank you.
Shem, I hope the dinner's a great success.
Amen, thank you so much.
Rabbi Tzvi Ram, who is the rabbi of the Bialystoker Synagogue, Yanki Goldman, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yanki is president of the shul, and I wish you both only great success in the future and that this dinner should be itself a great success. More coming up. The Nachum Segal Show continues after this at AM 620.